CBSI in the world. I'm John Batts with Jacek Bartosik, the CEO of Strategy and Future. He writes for globalgeopoliticalfutures.com as an analysis as well. And he has his own organization in Warsaw, Poland, to look at the future of war, proxy wars, or trade wars, or energy wars around the planet. But we're going to start with an incident that recently was a puzzle to everyone. The visit by the Speaker of the House to Taiwan and the response by the People's Republic of China to fire missiles in all directions, to run warplanes back and forth, to demonstrate the fleet coming out of the Taiwan Strait. What did that reveal about this scalable war that we're talking about in the future? Chiefly, it drew eyes away from Europe. What did that mean for Poland, Jacek?
Okay, there are many layers of its great meaning for Poland. First, the United States apparently wants to avoid two-front war in Eurasia, both at the same time against Russia and China. Still, the United States' capabilities to stay overseas in Eurasia, because of many reasons, are declining. And the evolution of the battlefield is also reducing American capability to stay close inside of Eurasia. Instead, Americans prefer to stay as an offshore balancer. That means that the Americans will prioritize the Indo-Pacific. The more tensions in the Indo-Pacific with China, the less willing the American power will be to stay in Europe. And the more the Europeans, including Poland, would have to field our own force to confront Russia. This is the direct logic from what has happened. At the same time, I'm wondering why Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan now, because that increases the potential of two-front war for the United States, which is not good for the United States themselves. The United States would prefer to have a sequencing strategy. First, weaken or defeat Russia and Ukraine, and then deal with China. That has always, the United States has always prioritized over the 20th century, including the First and the Second World War.
Right, right. Especially in the Europe War. First is the way it was described Europe in 1941.
First. Yes. Now it's the Pacific first. And the Chinese are trying to undermine the American credibility in the eyes of the allies that are close to China, that the Americans are capable of coming to their help in times of crisis. That's why the Chinese are demonstrating their capabilities to create anti-access area denial capabilities and deter Americans from coming over from distance, from behind the line of Hawaii and Aleutians, just to the help of the Asian allies. And that undermines the very delicate alliance structure that the United States has created since the Second World War in the Western Pacific. And this is the ultimate goal of China. Once it's undermined, once it's demolished, China will have an upper hand and it has more space for their own foreign policy in this part of the world. And they are just showing they can cut off Taiwan from maritime supplies and air supplies. They will not need to invade Taiwan to show that they are in control of the situation. And then it will be upon the United States Navy and Air Force and Marine Corps to penetrate this sort of quarantine, however we call it, the blockade of Taiwan. Okay, and that will have huge political implications because the question will be whether the Japanese, whether the South Koreans and others will join the United States in the potential outbreak of the Third World War if the United States were determined to really show that they can sail through the naval blockade of Taiwan or quarantine of Taiwan. This is the onus of liability rested upon the American shoulders. This is a very dangerous situation for the United States' presence in the Western Pacific. And if I were an American strategist and a decision maker, I would think right now very hard how to craft a strategy that would be dealing with this particular scenario. not of China invading Taiwan, because this is a tough task to accomplish, but China quarantining Taiwan by imposing the no air traffic zone, air exclusion zone, or maritime blockade, and the Americans will have to start war to reverse the effects. And then the question, what other allies would do, because nobody wants to have a major war with China. So that's a critically important geopolitical consideration that I think at the moment Americans must be contemplating.
You see a two-front war possible, and that the U.S. resources are leaning towards the Pacific conflict with the People's Republic of China. What does that mean for Poland? We have a few minutes here. Poland is an island of resistance to the Russian aggression. Is Poland anticipating a day when it will be alone, that the U.S. doesn't have the resources to help?
You know, because hope is not a good strategy, we need to plan for the worst possible scenario. So I think that Poland should feel the land force capable of our own fighting for a very long time, other capabilities that will allow the land force to really take on the real peer fight with the Russians. And they are not 10 feet tall, as the war in Ukraine showed. So we have enough money and capacity in Poland. So now we need to build capability. But the capacity as a society to take on them. The problem is that we might need some sort of the long reconnaissance capabilities from the United States, like space reconnaissance, maybe some elements of Air Force, something like that. But I think Poland should make a new deal with the United States government that, okay, guys, we understand that you need to fly over to, you know, the Western Pacific. You need to focus there. And so give us some capabilities, long reconnaissance, space reconnaissance, you know, something that would create situation awareness for us far away in the East. And we will feel and help us feel the real professional, competent force that will be fighting the land war with Russia should this occur. That should be the deal. This is what we think would be a reasonable approach, very much welcomed by the Americans, because the Americans are really spread thinly now. Okay? And the Eurasian powers, both Russia and China, might exploit this vulnerability to the detriment of Poland.
Yes, might exploit. Do you measure right now that Moscow and Beijing see the same map you see and are draining the resources of the U.S., political, energy, food? We have about a minute. Do they see it, Yashik?
Yes, that's for sure. They understand those words that I'm saying. The question that I don't know the answer is whether Xi Jinping, after a visit of Nancy Pelosi, realized that the United States is after China anyway, and that they need to help Russia now with spare parts, with, you know, supply chains that the Russians are cut off because of sanctions, and whether this is already a unified bloc of Eurasian powers and the real land lease is being provided by China to Russia, because right now China is the main manufacturing house of the world, and we better remember that, not the United States. And they are, you know, neighbors. If they join hands, imagine that there is one unified block from Shanghai to my eastern border, 200 kilometers from the place from where I'm talking. So this is the danger. This is the threat. And Americans will have to deal with that. Probably should deal with that now.
Yashik Bartoszyk, CEO of Strategy and Future in Warsaw, Poland. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.